Okay, let's get started.
Wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to Shutters Inc. episode 38. This is Bruce Williams from AudioTU.com, and with me on the line once again via Skype from Melbourne, Shelton Muller. How are you?
I'm well. 38. How do we do it, Bruce? 38. How do we keep coming up with stuff?
I
don't know. 38. Man, I didn't know there were 38 things to talk about.
Maybe we're just repackaging stuff and nobody's noticed yet.
Well, funny you should mention that, because that's what I'm doing today.
Oh, okay. What are we repackaging today?
Well, I'm going to revisit something because it's a problem that I keep seeing happening all the time.
Right.
Whenever I need a model for a shoot for the magazine that I do, I go to a site called Ozmodel, O-Z-M-O-D-E-L, ozmodel.com.
Mm-hmm.
And these are sort of models that are agency-free, you know, and it's great because in a case like mine where you've got a magazine with a very large circulation, if you go through an agency, they're just going to, you know, cost you a mint.
Yep.
But a model you can work with directly and establish a price, and it doesn't matter to her how many copies of the magazine or whatever, you know, you work out and establish a price. So I go to this site and I keep finding images, and these are young women often who are just amateurs, and they, you know, they put together their own portfolios, online portfolios. But I keep seeing the same problem occurring in their photography which is apparently done by professionals.
Yep.
Although that word I could put in inverted commas, I think.
Right.
And it's always done, usually with the wrong lens or the wrong depth of field. And I would suggest to any of our listeners to go to this site and have a look at some of the sites, not just because you want to look at beautiful women, but go to this site and have a look at some of the photography, and you'll see that there is one distinct problem in almost every folio, and that is that at least one or two or maybe all of their photographs have been taken with the wrong lens, using the wrong aperture. And I don't know that photographers really understand the power of the combination of the right lens and the right aperture.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a suggestion in a moment, but let me just run it down for you. The prime problem that you'll see on this site and in a lot of photographs that you see is too much distraction in the image, or not enough content. In the case of pictures of people, it's usually the first. It's usually too much distraction. Photographers who take, say, a young model down to the beach and they put her on some rocks and, you know, have her posing nicely in a swimsuit or whatever it might be, usually are of the opinion that, oh, well, I'd better let the viewer know that she's on a rock and she's on a coast or she's in a cove or she's in a marina or something. So I'd better have, you know, a medium focal length lens on, and I'd better have, you know, a fairly good depth of field so that everybody knows that, you know, she's surrounded by, you know, all these, you know, coastal scenes. But no you don't you don't want your viewer to see that. You don't want them to see that because they'll look at the photograph and the subject is completely lost in a sea of distractions, no pun intended, because the photographer has presumed that we want to know all this stuff. Well, usually we don't. And even if we do, don't let us know all this stuff because it's a distraction. The subject is the model. And, you know, we might think, well, she's beautiful enough or sexy enough or she's got a swimsuit on or whatever. We might think, well, you know, we're going to look at that just because it's beautiful. We're not. Our eye naturally is going to wander all over the scene. And I keep seeing this time and time again in this kind of photography. So my suggestion is that we set ourselves an assignment. I want every one of us, sometime between now and the next podcast, if you possibly can, to maybe over the weekend, grab a friend. Maybe it's your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband or wife or child, whatever it might be, your mum. And find a fence somewhere that you can place this person against and lean on, and then get every lens you've got, from your widest to your longest, and maybe they're zoom lenses. Okay, let's say you've got a couple of zoom lenses that go from wide angle to fairly strong telephoto. I want you to set it up using your camera and a tripod so that you have a photograph of this person maybe from the waist up, filling the frame with the eyes maybe in the top third, right? Set it up so that it's maybe a vertical composition, a portrait composition. And with every focal length that you have, take the picture of the person so that they fill the same proportions within the frame. So, for instance, if you were using a wide-angle lens, you'd get in very close, and you would, you would have it composed as I suggested. Then, zooming out, take a few steps back, re-establish your composition so that it looks exactly the same, and you know, do this with every focal length you've got. If you've got a zoom lens, it's like an 18 to 200 or 28 to 300. Do maybe four, five, or six sort of combinations, zooming, you know, in, and then stepping back, so that each time the subject fills the frame to the same degree, the photograph looks identical in composition. And take two pictures each time you do, one with the widest aperture, and one with the smallest aperture. And then, and work all the way back until you're far from your subject, quite far from your subject, zooming in with your strongest telephoto lens, making sure that each time you do, your photograph is composed exactly the same way, and your subject fills exactly the same amount of space. Then go home and bring your pictures up on your screen on your computer, or if you're using film, of course, go and get them printed, and then have a look at the difference in each photograph in terms of how your subject appears proportionately, how the face is changed by the use of a different focal length, how the background appears, how close it looks to the subject, how far away it looks from the subject, and of course, because you've used different apertures each time, you get the extremes of how depth of field changes and how it affects how your subject appears and how strongly your subject is highlighted in the image. If you do this, it's going to take you, you know, a half hour to do, but it will teach you a lesson in lenses and how they work. It will also teach you a lesson in the power, particularly in people photography, of long lenses and minimal depth of field. I can't stress this enough, but it would also teach you, if you were doing, say, social commentary or documentary photography, but the power of wide-angle lenses in a context, and you know, how a lot of National Geographic photographers, for instance, use wide-angle lenses to include context and you know, have a very wide scope behind the person that they're photographing, because for them, context is important. So I'm not suggesting that one lens, you know, with one aperture setting is the be-all and end-all. I prefer long lenses with wide apertures because of the photography that I do. But I would suggest that if we do this exercise, we will know what the combinations are and what combinations of lens and aperture to use every time we head out and do a different or particular kind of photograph. So let's do that. Let's give that a try. And let's make sure that and get back to me. In fact, email me your results. Let me know what you've come up with, and let me know if it actually works for you, because it was something that I did and it taught me a valuable lesson. In fact, I'll post some of the photographs that I did of this exercise and show you the difference between a wide angle and a telephoto with lots of depth of field, minimal depth of field. It's an interesting exercise and shows us what lenses are for and why we choose a lens and an aperture on each particular occasion for each particular kind of photograph.
Man, that sounds great. I'm going to do that as well.
Yeah, do it, Bruce, because it really is an excellent lesson. And I just don't see people understanding the power of these combinations enough in their photography.
Yep.
So I'd really like our listeners to do that and let me know what they learned.
Yeah, look, what we'll do is this weekend when I publish this podcast, I'll have the photos from Shelton, and if I can get mine done before I actually publish this on Sunday night, I'll have my examples up as well. And then if any listeners want to, after they've done that, send through, you know, four shots, say, you know, wide angle, wide aperture, wide angle, narrow aperture, you know, long telephoto, wide aperture, and long telephoto, narrow aperture, send them through to us, then we can put those up next week as well.
Yes, that would be terrific. And let me know what you've learned from it. And
yeah,
because to me, it's a powerful lesson. It's as powerful a lesson as learning to understand light. Lenses are the key to dynamic images often. Let's get to know them.
For sure. And that's interesting, because while I was in the States, I managed to pick up a Konica Minolta 18 to 70 mil lens.
Nice.
At a lot less than what I would have paid for it if I'd bought it here in Australia. Yeah. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Well,
so
you'll be able to use the 18 end now to do your portraits.
That's
so,
it.
Or, you know, to do the setup. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what you come up with, Bruce.
Yep. And if anyone's after a 28 to 100 Konica Minolta lens, it'll be on eBay in a day or two. Cool. All right, mate. Well, I'll look forward to those photos in my email.
No worries.
And we'll talk with you next week.
Looking forward to it.
See you, mate.
Thanks, Bruce. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audio2u.com. Audio2U delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear
when you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Audio2U.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
Control V to bookmark.
Audio2U.com.